Good day, I'm Anjui. James Sawyers with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, November 16. Coming up, Bank of Jamaica welcomes new IMF agreement, special tickets being designed to enforce dangerous drugs legislation, and Riverton City Access Road officially opens. The details after the break.
Apply for PICA services during the Civil Service Week Expo in Emancipation Park on Tuesday, November 22 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can apply for next day, 3-day and 7-day passport service, unconditional landing and extension of stay, as well as Jamaican citizenship. No cash. Only debit and credit cards or manager's check will be accepted. Come visit the PICA booth at Emancipation Park on Tuesday, November 22 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Now the news. Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winter, is welcoming the International Monetary Fund, IMF's approval of a new standby arrangement for Jamaica. Mr. Winter says in addition to formalizing the IMF's support for Jamaica's economic program, the agreement sends a strong message to domestic and international investors about the level of approval the country enjoys among multilateral lending agencies.
This agreement is significant in a number of ways. It provides powerful additional assurance to prospective investors that, without adding to the debt burden, a very substantial cache of resources is available to the country from the IMF in the event that it is needed.
The IMF last week approved a new 3-year $1.64 billion US dollar standby agreement with the government, which will enable Jamaica to immediately access an initial $411.9 million US dollars if necessary. The Ministry of National Security is moving to design special tickets to assist members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, in enforcing the laws under the amended Dangerous Drugs Act. Chief Technical Director in the Ministry, Karen Clark-Davis, says the tickets will be issued for possession of less than 2 ounces of marijuana, as well as for smoking marijuana.
As a consequence of the amendment, the NCDA has developed a public education campaign under the slogan, Ganja, Know the Facts, Know How to Act. The aims of the Ganja, Know the Facts campaign are to promote understanding and awareness about the potential harmful effects of ganja and dependency on the drug, as well as promoting a call to action.
Mrs. Clark-Davis was speaking at a ceremony to release the preliminary results of the 2016 National Drug Prevalence Survey. Under the current law, the police may issue a ticket to a person found in possession of less than 2 ounces of ganja, who will then have 30 days to pay $500 at any tax office. Failure to pay the fine will result in the offender attending the Petty Sessions Court, where he or she can be ordered to do community service or pay a fine of $2,000. Meanwhile, the Ministry of National Security has completed the revised draft of a Drug Prevention and Control Master Plan for 2016 to 2020. The plan, which is being reviewed internally, will be circulated to key stakeholders for in-depth analysis and comments. Chief Technical Director in the Ministry, Karen Clark-Davis, says the document aims to address issues related to the illicit drug trade, drug trafficking, international criminal networks, and domestic drug criminal activities that have a direct impact on crime and violence in the society.
The effects of the drug problem are far-reaching and cross-disciplinary. The local 2015 prison survey found that ganja and crack were prominent among those serving sentences for robbery, while cocaine use was alternative prevalent among the repeat offenders.
And access to the Riverton City Disposal site in St. Andrew has significantly improved with the completion of a 1.65-kilometer roadway leading to the area. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says the new road will provide relief from the dust and mud previously encountered. He is urging the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, to make regular maintenance a priority.
Because we don't want 2 or 3 years down the road to defeat what we are opening, because then, despite your best efforts, if you don't maintain what you put down, then after a while it is going to deteriorate.
The road was constructed with grant assistance of $1.8 million from the Mexican government and included concrete paving of the thoroughfare and installation of proper drainage. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.